إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you and we continue inshallah ta'ala reading in this class of Aqeedah from Sharh Aqeedah al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of Aqeedah al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith. Aqeedah al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith of Al-Imam Abi Uthman Ismail ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh, and the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor al-Ustad Abi Muhammad Rabi' bin Hadi Umair al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية ونفع به الإسلام والمسلمين وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. آمين. We continue reading the explanation of those three or four chapters that the Shaykh, he is explaining all together because they are connected. The Qadr, the Mashi'ah of Allah, the good and the evil, and the actions of the people, whether those who are obedient or those who are disobedient. In the last class, we stopped at the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Who can remind us what the hadith was about? Hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. Naam Hassan.
The Prophet said that we're created in the wombs of our mothers.
Aina, that's indeed you are created now by being collected in the womb of your mother. What's the hadith is about? What is the main words, key words in the hadith? The hadith, of course, that's the beginning of it. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, indeed, you are created by being collected in the wombs of your mothers for 40 days. Naam Luqman, what is this hadith about?
At the end, the process.
Number one, at the end? Well, let us in the beginning. Let us in the beginning first.
The angel sent at the
higher level. That's the end. Mahmoud? He includes the Qadr. Naam, Shaykh Umar?
Stages.
Ahsant. Stages. That's the first thing, the stages. That the human being goes by stages. What is the first stage?
Nutfa.
A drop. The second, and it stays for 40 days. And then if you come to the second stage, what is it? Alaqa, which is a piece of coagulated blood for 40 days. Then, mudgha, which is a lump of flesh for 40 days. Then, as Luqman says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our angel. And the angel is commanded to blow the ruh and commanded with four things. What are those four things?
Rizq,
provision,
lifespan. Will we be happy or wretched?
Ascend, happy or wretched? What is one more? What is it? Naam. Which one?
Fire or death.
Shaqiyun or sa'a? Amalu. His actions. That's the first one, the actions, all the deeds. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. Now we're connected. With this class are connected. It would be nice if we have if we just take 10 hours class, but mashallah we take 1 hour. So that's why we're trying this reviewing so we can get connected to the previous class, okay? But the end of the hadith, what the Prophet says? All right, Luqman, you can give us the end of the hadith now. Aina, that Aina am Hassan.
Allah here be kal, here kal.
No, before that. That's connected. That's connected. Hmm?
That person will do the actions of the people.
Is the qalb? The qalb is machine here? No qalb.
No,
that's another hadith. It's another hadith. About the brotherhood. Na'am Luqman, what he says, that one of you will do the actions of the people of paradise until right before he dies, and he does the actions of the people of the hellfire and die upon that and enters the hellfire. And then you find another person, hellfire. And then you find another person who's doing the actions of the hellfire, the people of the hellfire, until right before he dies, he or she, and then they begin to do what is right. The actions of the people of Jannah, and die on that, and they will enter the Jannah. Amen. What does it mean? There is a term for it. What is this? Huh? Na'am Luqman? Husnul Khatima. Aw su'ul Khatima. The good ending or evil ending? Innama al-a'malu bil khawatim. Ayna. So the Shaykh, he said, Rabi', he gave some advice. Who remember that advice he gave us? First of all, he said you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, we should always ask, this hadith should on our minds all time. Especially the end of it. Naam, the end of it. To be afraid of the evil end. And therefore, don't be deceived by your actions and ibadah. Naam, you continue to be good, but don't you ever think like, oh, you're straight. You're in the Jannah, just waiting for the angel of death to come. Now you gotta always be afraid that you never know what's gonna happen to you at the end. Be afraid and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to do what is right. But be afraid, and he mentioned to us, the Sahaba, they were afraid from nifaq for themselves. Prophets of Allah, they ask Allah to cause them to die upon Islam as Muslims. Aynam. Tayyib. He said, yes, you be afraid, but don't let that lead you to despair from the mercy of Allah. Okay, be afraid of what's going to happen, but it should be upon moderation. Shouldn't lead certain people there like that, say, man, I never make it. Can't, I'm doing a lot of bad things. No. You do good, turn to Allah with repentance and ask Allah for forgiveness, inshallah ta'ala, and think good about Allah. Now the Shaykh will begin the class today, inshallah ta'ala, قَالْ فَفِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ يعني حديث ابن مسعود ذِكْرُ مَرْتَبَةٍ مِنْ مَرَاتِبِ الْقَدَرِ وَهِيَ الْكِتَابَةِ I'm going to read to you the hadith because the Shaykh says in this hadith, meaning the hadith that is narrated by ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, you are created by being collected in the womb of your mother for 40 days in the form of a drop. Then it becomes a piece of coagulated blood after a similar period. Then it becomes a lump of flesh after a similar period. Then Allah sends to it an angel with four things: his provision, his deeds, his period of life, meaning lifespan, and whether he will be wretched or happy. By him in whose hand has my soul is, one of you will do the deeds of those who will go to paradise, so that there will be only a cubit between him and it. Then what is decreed for him will overcome him, so that he will do the deeds of those who go to hell. You know? فَيَدْخُلَهَا. In the translation they didn't say. And thus he will enter it. Translation doesn't mention. Also, one of you will do the deeds of those who will go to hell, so that there will be only a cubit between him and it, meaning entering it. Then what is decreed for him will overcome him, so that he will do the deeds of those who go to paradise and thus enter it. To the end of the hadith. Okay? Oh, that's the hadith. Aynam, that's the hadith. That's the end of the hadith. Sheikh Rabi'a wa ta'ala, he says, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned one of the levels of the qadr. There are different levels of the qadr. Okay? وَهِيَ الْكِتَابَ is the writing of the deeds. Is the writing of the deeds. فإن الله تبارك وتعالى علم الأشياء أزلا وكتبها في اللوح المحفوظ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has knowledge of all things. Things that did happen or will happen, and when is going to happen, how it's going to happen. Allahu Akbar. And,
even if it was to happen, He would know.
Nah. And that thing that will to happen, Allah knows how it exactly will happen. And when. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed all that. All the measures of that. And it's written with him in a lawh al-mahfuz. They translate as the preserved tablets. But it's a lawh al-mahfuz. فَقَدْ كَتَبَ فِي اللَّوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has written in the lawh al-mahfuz everything. Everything. فقدر الله مقادير الخلق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. All what the creation will do, okay, all of their actions, is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth. Before He created the heavens and the earth. ولما خلق القلم أمره أن يكتب. فكتب كل ما يجري إلى يوم القيامة فعلم الله ذلك وكتبه في اللوح المحفوظ. And when Allah created the pen, al-qalam, He ordered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the pen to write everything that will take place until the day of judgment. Everything that will happen is already written. So Allah have full knowledge of all what will happen. And he wrote that in اللوح المحفوظ. قال ومن مراحل هذا القدر الكتابة وهي كتابة مصير الإنسان وعمله وأجله وشقي وسعيد. So from the stages or the levels of قدر is the writing. الكتابة. Everything that the human being, everything will happen to the human being. When he was created, who his parents, where he was born, everything that happens to the human being, it is already written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before, not only before his parents met, before his parents was created, before the creation of the human being, actually, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah knows who's your parents and where you're going to go, what you're going to do, what you're going to eat. And you can keep going and what you're going to eat, how many hours you're going to sleep in your life, meaning how many breaths you've taken and all the whatever. Whatever you do, the things you're thinking about, and the things you didn't do. He wanted to do them, but you couldn't do them. Allah knows everything. It's written with Allah. Likewise, your deeds, your lifespan, whether a person is happy or rich. Now, قال فذكر في هذا الحديث قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فذكر صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث هذه الأطوار فذكر في هذا الحديث هذه الأطوار He said in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned these stages. Stages of the creation of the human being in the womb of his mother. Okay? قال فالله يخلق أولا الإنسان من نطفة ثم تصير علقة ثم تصير مضغة ثم يأمر الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويأمر بكتابة هذه الأشياء. He said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah created the human being in the womb of his mother in stages. Number one, from the human being are created from a drop of semen. Then he becomes, by Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes a piece of coagulated blood. Then he becomes a lump of flesh. And as the hadith mentioned, for 40 days. Also we have the Quran that mentioned that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel. And this is from the ghaib, from the unseen, because nobody sees the angel. The mother doesn't see the angel. But this is happening because this is the unseen. Because the Prophet ﷺ informed us about this. And he doesn't speak out of his desires. It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah qadir ala kulli shay, Allah is able to do all things. Okay, so our intellect cannot comprehend everything. That's why it is from our aqeed, alhamdulillah, to submit to the texts. If Allah says, the Messenger says, the hadith is sound, that's all. We believe. تَصْدِيقُهُ فِيمَا أَخْبَرُ. Because that's from the meaning of Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, is that you accept everything he says to be true. Unlike some deviant people who they put things to their intellect. Like this hadith, they says, they say, A'udhu Billah, that does make no sense. An angel come to the womb. Logically, that doesn't make no sense to them, A'udhu Billah. And they forget that who says this? They didn't read this in a magazine, newspaper. They receive a tweet. No, this is the Prophet ﷺ said this. That's why the aqidah is important. Aynam. And so Allah sent the angel to breathe the ruh, okay, in the fetus, and to write these four things. He didn't even come out. Allah already knows what you're going to make, what you're going to do, and all of that. Allah Akbar. How long are you going to stay in this life? Some babies, they stay for a couple minutes. That's it. He's born, oh, happy. They happy crying, now they crying because he's gone too. Some babies make it for a couple days, couple weeks, some couple months, some couple years. And some leave to even turn back that they don't even know who they are. They can't even walk again. They become like babies. They don't know who they are, they don't know who's around them. They cannot feed themselves, they cannot clean themselves, they cannot walk. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh says, وَهَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. He says, these stages that I mentioned in the Qur'an. So I mentioned the hadith, but also they are mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun. They are mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun. And we will read to you, inshallah ta'ala, from the Noble Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Translation of this ayat from 12 to 14. And indeed we created man, Adam, out of an extract of clay, war on earth. That's how Adam was created, not us. Okay, Adam, alayhi salam, he was created out of an extract of clay, min sulalatin min tin. Thereafter we made him meaning the offspring of Adam, as a nutfa, mixed drops of the male and the female sexual discharge, and lodge it in a safe lodging, the womb of the woman. Then we made the nutfa into a clot, a piece of thick coagulated blood. Then we made the clot into a little lump of flesh. Then we made out of that little lump of flesh bones. Allahu Akbar. Then we clothed the bones with flesh, and then we brought it forth as another creation. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Allahu Akbar. Man, those of us who are married, or those of us who, mashallah, they were grown and their mother still pregnant, for instance, and we know, subhanAllah, you just see the pregnancy, but we don't pay attention to these things. SubhanAllah, there's a lot of things going on in the womb of the mother. SubhanAllah, piece of clot, and turns to become a flesh, a lump of flesh, and then bones, and then start kicking. Naam. Baby start kicking. And the mother, she's happy. She's like, hey, he just kicked, come, put your ear. And then the baby stop kicking, don't want to kick. And you're like, please, kick, right? The father is like, come on. Okay, oh, right here, right here. SubhanAllah. Life. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ayna. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى هذه الأطوار أكثر من تلك. الشيخ ربيع says, if you notice that there was more stages in this ayat than in the hadith. هذه سبعة أطوار. In this ayat, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, it mentions seven stages. But the hadith mentioned four only. ولا تعارض بينهما. So there is no contradiction whatsoever between the hadith and the ayat. لأن اقتصار السنة على أربعة أطوار لا ينفي بقية الأطوار التي ذكرها الله تعالى في القرآن. He says because when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned four stages, this doesn't mean that these four cancel the extra stages. لا. The hadith mentioned four, but the Quran, alhamdulillah, mentioned seven. There is no contradiction between the Sunnah and the Quran. ومراتب القدر, there is levels. There is levels of qadr. مراتب القدر هي ماذا؟ Who remember? Because we took this class before, and also especially in the explanation of Talatat al-Suhuf, and also in the 40 hadith, the explanation of 40 hadith, in the hadith of Jibreel, al-Iman bil-Qadr, we took these levels. What is the first? مرتب الأولى? Who remember? المرتب الأولى. Oh, we mentioned it, by the way. No, قبل الكتابة.
To believe that Allah wrote everything.
لا, قبل الكتابة, before the writing. No. أحسنت العلم, مرتبة العلم. Allah knows before He writes. أي نعم, العلم. ثم الكتاب. Allah has full knowledge of all what's going to happen, and then He wrote everything with him in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. ثم ماذا؟ هناك أربع مراتب. There is four levels. There is two. What is the third one? Give you a hint. So Allah write them and they stay there in Lawh al-Mahfuz?
That makes it to happen.
نعم. شعيب. أي نعم. He decreed it. المشيئة. مشيئة. His will. He willed things to happen. He decreed things to happen. And then there is one that branches of it, is what? Al-Ijad. And then Allah brings things to existence. Okay? These are the levels, ya akhwan. Al-Ilm, Al-Kitaba, Al-Mashi'a, Al-Ijad. هذه مراتب ماذا? مراتب ماذا? Al-Qadar. These are the levels of Qadar, the decree. The knowledge, then, Kitaba, the writing of everything. Allah wrote everything in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. It's not like something is not written yet. Everything is written. And number three is what? Al-Mashi'ah, the decree and the will. And number four? Al-Ijad. Allah bringing things to existence in, as the Shaykh is going to mention. Because us, if you ask yourself why you weren't in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Ijad, from Awjada, to bring them to existence. Because Allah has willed for me and you to be in this time, not in other time. No, but but Allah knows that we're going to be at this time. Okay, before the creation of the heavens and the earth, 50,000 years. Ayna. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى ثم إيجاده فعلا هذه الأمورات وقت إيجادها الوقت الذي حدد إيجادها فيه يوجدها الله تبارك وتعالى بمشيئته التامة وقدره الشاملة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have full knowledge of what's going to happen. And it's everything is written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. Allah has decreed everything, how they're going to happen. And everything will come to existence in the time that are fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will precede its time or nothing will stay behind the term that is fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aynan. Even those leaves, you see the leaves, they fall, right? Are they falling right now? Maybe some of them are still falling, Allahu A'lam. Because we don't know. I cannot say no, nothing is falling because I don't know. But in the fall, because we're in the winter already, right? But in the fall, we see a lot of leaves, what? Falling. And we're like, Allahu Akbar, look at that, mashallah. But Allah knows every single leaf. When it's going to fall and how, when it's going to end, what's going to happen to it. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Some of us fall, don't even know what happened to him. That's when you look at these things, you remember, those things show you the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وروى المصنف بعد هذا الحديث حديثا آخر يشابه عن عائشة رضي الله عنها ثم قال المؤلف ويشهد أهل السنة ويعتقدون أن الخير والشر والنفع والضر والحلو والمر بقضاء الله وقدره لا مرد لهما ولا محيص ولا محيد عنهما. Then the Shaykh mentioned that Ahlul Sunnah, as he mentioned now, the statement and the matn of Al-Imam As-Sabuni, Rahimahullah, Abi Uthman As-Sabuni, he said, and Ahlul Sunnah, and this is point number 11 in his book, Ahlul Sunnah testify and believe that the good and the evil, and that's in the page 77, by the way, Ahlul Sunnah testify and believe that the good and the evil, the benefit and the harm, the pleasant and the bitter, all happen by the decree and power of Allah. There is no return or escape, and no one can desist from them both. Ayna. قال كما هذا كما في حديث جبريل لما سأل رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام عن الإسلام. He said this exactly as occurs in the hadith of Jibreel. The second hadith in the fourth hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. Jibreel, he asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم on Islam, what is Islam? Inform me about Islam. Ya Muhammad, أخبرني عن الإسلام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, he was asked actually by Jibreel alayhi salam, O Muhammad, inform me about Islam. What is Islam? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him in answer, To his question, Islam is that you bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you establish the prayer, you give the zakat, you fast the month of Ramadan, and you make the hajj, the pilgrimage to the house, if you have the ability to do so. قَالَ صَدَقْتَ Then he said, you spoke on the truth, or you're right. فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ Umar radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith, he says, we were amazed at this man who came, he's asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a question, and then he said to him, you're right. قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَلِ الْإِيمَانِ Then that man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was Jibreel alayhi salam, who came in the form of a man. The Sahaba didn't know who he was. And in the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the man left, the Prophet ﷺ, he told him that was Jibreel actually who came to teach you religion. So the second question that Jibreel alayhi asked the Prophet ﷺ, inform me about Iman. قَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ فَقَالَ صَدَقْتَ الْحَدِيثِ Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ, he answered, he said, Iman is that you believe in Allah, that's number one. To believe in his main angels, believes in his books, to believe in all the messengers, alayhi wasallatu wasalam, to believe in the last day, the day of judgment, to take place, and to believe in the qadr, the good and the bad of it. And he said to him also, you spoke on the truth, or you were right, to the end of the hadith. Qala Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَدَّرَ الْخَيْرَ وَالشَّرَّ وَأَوْجَدَهُمَا ومن ذلك أفعال العباد مخلوقة لله تبارك وتعالى لكن هم الفاعلون وهم المطيعون وهم العصاة So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for the good to take place and for the evil to take place. Allah brought them to existence, the good and the bad. And also from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is the actions of the servants. Allah created their actions, but you're going to understand here that Allah gave them a will. Allah gave His servants a will. So they're the one who choose to be obedient, and they are those who choose to be disobedient. You see? Allah didn't force anybody to be disobedient. Allah created everything. He knows what everyone going to do, what path he's going to be on, as the Sheikh is going to explain that later on. But the people themselves, they choose. Like, for I give an example here. Anyone here has been forced to stay in this class? Alhamdulillah. It's not the case. You choose. We choose to be here, right? Other people choose to be somewhere else, in some coffee place, watching some sports or some game. They choose to be there. Nobody forced them in there. Nobody take them on a gunpoint and say, hey, you stay right here until I come back. If you move, something bad is going to happen to you. No, they choose. They drove with their own cars. They know that they're supposed to be here. I'm talking about Muslims. Supposed to be in the masjid. Look at the benefits. Staying in the masjid. In the class. Waiting for the next salat. A lot of khair. A lot of good. Of course, there is no comparison between being in the house of Allah and being in a coffee place. There is no comparison whatsoever. Ala ayin. Those people who are obedient, they choose to be obedient. They embark on a path of obedience. And those who are disobedient, they themselves embark on a path of disobedience. وَاللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى خَالِقٌ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَا عَمِلُوهُ So he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates, He's the one who created His servant and their actions as well. Okay? قال فلسنا مع القدرية ولسنا مع الجبرية ولسنا مع أهل الضلال من غيرهم وإنما نؤمن بأن الله خلق الخير والشر وأنه لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون وأن العباد مكلفون مسؤولون أمام الله تبارك وتعالى He says, so therefore, this is our aqidah, the aqidah of the Salaf, the creed of the Salaf. That was the Sahaba, radhiyallahu alayhim, they were upon. And therefore, we are not upon the creed of Al-Qadariyya. Okay? Those who they say Allah doesn't know the actions of the people until they do it, wal'iyadhu billah. And we are not, walhamdulillah, we praise Allah that we are not on the creed of Al-Jabriya. Those who they say that those who disobey Allah, they forced to do that by Allah. Now, if Allah will, He will change their conditions. Alhamdulillah, we are not with those. And we are not on the path of the people of misguidance, who they deviated away from the sound understanding of the Salaf, that which the Salaf they were upon. Rather, we believe, the Shaykh he says, Hafidhahullah, we believe that Allah created good and evil. And Allah is not to be asked about what He does, but rather the people they're going to be asked as related to their actions. وَأَنَّ الْعِبَادَ مُكَلَّفُونَ مَسْؤُولُونَ أَمَامَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. That the servants, they are going to be held accountable. And they're going to be asked in front of Allah. It's not like certain people that are like, listen, I ain't nothing, no accounting. They thought they were created for nothing, just to do whatever they want to do. Some people out there, they think, listen, man, there ain't no such thing, do this or don't do that, or be nice or be not. Listen, whatever you can do, just get on, do. Just don't get caught by the police. You see? Just don't get trouble with the law. Just do whatever you want to do. There is nothing else. There is nobody. There is no God. Nothing. And even those who believe in God, they believe in some different way that somebody died for them and they don't have to worry about their actions and all that. Okay? Now, we alhamdulillah, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held us accountable. Ayna'am, He created us and fashioned us in the best form, provide us with endless bounties, but He commanded us to do certain things and stay away from others, and we will stand for accounting and we will be questioned. وَقَدْ سَأَلُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ فِي مَا يَعْمَلُ النَّاسَ الْيَوْمِ أَفِي شَيْءٍ قَدْ مَدَى وَجَفَّتْ بِهِ الْأَقْلَامِ أَمْ فِي مَا يُسْتَقْبَلِ فَقَالَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم بَلْ فِي مَا فِي شَيْءٍ قَدْ مَدَى. قالوا يا رسول الله ففيما إذن العمل؟ فقال اعملوا فكل الميسر لما خلق له. ثم قرأ هذه الآية فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was asked about this point here, about this point of aqidah, about the qadr. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, he was asked this question, the actions of the people and what they do now, is it something that their action, is it something that already written with Allah, the pen is dried, or something that still will happen? He says, no. The Prophet said, no. Whatever you do, it's already done with. It's known with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows it. It's already written with Allah. Allah knows everyone what they're going to do. So then they say, O Messenger of Allah, so why we have to do actions then? Why? If it's already written, Allah knows what we're going to do, so why? He says, do actions, act, because everyone, Allah will make a person act according to what Allah has already know about him. Okay? Ayna'am. Everyone is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do certain actions. Allah knows these actions, you don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen to him tomorrow. So don't just sit back and say, I'm stop praying. Because it's already Allah written. You don't know what's written for you. So you have to go ahead and pray. Ayna'am. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned to them this ayat in Surah Al-Layl. From the ayah 5 to the ayah 10. As for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fear Him and believes in Al-Husna, meaning he's upon Islamic monotheism, upon he believes in La ilaha illallah and the like, We will make smooth for him the path of ease. See? So the one who believes in Allah and he wants to do good, Allah says we will make smooth for him the path of good. You see? But he who is greedy, miser, and thinks himself self-sufficient, he don't need Allah. Some people think like that. Like, look, I got skills. I mean, I don't need nobody. I know you need Allah, not me. A'udhu billah, they say. They said they got skills, they're strong, until they get bit by a mosquito. They don't even know where he come from. And they shut down. Now they told them, look, man, you got some disease. We don't even know what it is, man. With all the technology. Now he'd be like, what? Oh, God. You see? No, God. But when he was healthy, he says, no, there is no God. He got skills. And Allah al-Musta'an. So, as for, but he who is greedy, miser, and thinks himself self-sufficient, and belies al-Husna, we will make smooth for him the path for evil. See? He will be on the path of evil, wa'iyadu billah. Qala al-Shaykh, Rabi' hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, فالعبد مكلف بالعمل وقت الأذان تفضل. قال فالعبد مكلف بالعمل والسعيد من وفقه الله والشقي من خذله الله ونعوذ بالله من سوء المصير وسوء الخاتمة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, so the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali Hafidhahullah, he says, the servant is ordered to do actions. Once you reach the age of puberty, the taklif, having fulfilled those conditions, person is sane, walhamdulillah and the like, then person should do actions. Everybody should obey Allah. It's not somebody say, look, this Islam is for the Arabs. I mean Arabs. Why you say that, Mr. So-and-so? They like, oh, because the Muhammad was an Arab and he was sent to the Arabs. I'm not an Arab. I'm from Pakistan, man. I'm an Asian. I'm Filipino. I'm Persian. I'm Turkish, I'm Chinese, I'm from Africa, I'm not from America, I'm Spanish. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mankind. The human being and the jinn. The jinn too. If there is any jinn right now listening to me, that's for you too. Aina. Huh? Aina. Jinn here listening is for you too. By the way, Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he gave a talk to the jinn. I used to have a tape. I lost it. And he gave a whole lecture to the jinn. Right now. And he's telling them, you got to be upon Tawheed. He's talking to them. So if any one of you hear me, you got to be upon Tawheed. Leave shirk. Be upon Sunnah. Stay away from innovations. Be upon the way of the Salaf. Don't be Ikhwani, Tablighi, this Sufi. No, Shaykh is telling them, be upon the straight path. And we say the same thing. Ayna. So everybody should obey Allah and act upon Islam. Those who are not, they will find out on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They will find out that they're supposed to be upon Islam, they suppose, but it's going to be too late for them. So Allah wants good for those, for us, alhamdulillah, that we are guided to Islam. Some of us, alhamdulillah, they were born into Muslim families, parents, and they nurture them, they give them the Islam, alhamdulillah, and that's ni'mah from Allah. Others, they have to go through a lot of things, a lot of confusion, a lot of I don't know what, and then Allah guide them to Islam. We're happy for them, alhamdulillah, and may Allah keep us all firm upon Islam. So everybody is asked to fulfill their obligations that Allah has created them for. وَالسَّعِيدُ مَنْ وَفَّقَهُ اللَّهُ وَالشَّقِيُّ مَنْ خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْمَصِيرِ وَسُوءِ الْخَاتِمَةِ. He says, but the one who's happy is which one? It's not Arab, non-Arab, black, white, rich, poor. It has nothing to do with that. Those who are happy, those who Allah gave them tawfiq. Those that Allah has made smooth for them to be on the path of goodness, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Layl. And who are the miser and the wretched and the corrupt and the doomed and the ruined ones and the destroyed ones? Once again, has nothing to do with what country you come from, what color of your skin, has to do with one thing. These are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make the path smooth for them. Aina, I'm out of His justice. Because Allah does not oppress anyone. وَلَا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِذَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Aina, so the Shaykh, he says, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil end. Now you're Muslim, you're upon Salafiyya, you're doing good, you're worshipping Allah, but hey, is it guaranteed for any one of us here that he's going to die upon Islam? Now we ask Allah, we hope for that, and we thank Allah for being Muslims and guiding us to Islam, but we have to be mindful to do the actions of Islam, to obey Allah, to obey the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do what's pleasing to Allah, and there is a lot of things that help us to do that. Of course, dua. Ikhlas, sincerity, be sincere. Whatever you do, you got to be sincere. What are you doing? Why you come to the masjid? Why you try to learn? Because you're a servant of Allah. And you know that that's what's going to help you in this life, for your life to be have a meaning. Okay? That stability, serenity, tranquility, that joy, happiness that you're looking for, you cannot buy it with money. It comes through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Likewise, we believe that we're going to stand in front of Allah. And then what's going to decide whether we go in Jannah or not? It has nothing to do with your color once again, your tribe. It has to do with one thing. One thing. What did we do in this life? What aqidah we were upon? What is our actions? Were we upon the Sunnah, upon Tawheed, upon Ikhlas, Mutaba'ah? Or we were here, or we were trying to do whatever we want to do in our way, in our terms? La. It's very important, the Shaykh said, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the evil end. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.